This episode is brought to you by KitCaster. KitCaster books you on top podcasts. How do funded startup founders attract prospects and talent? Podcast interviews. How do entrepreneurs with exits find new deals? Podcast interviews. How do C-suite execs differentiate in crowded markets? Podcast interviews. KitCaster books you on top podcasts. Click the link in the show notes for a special offer. Celebrate good conversation.
Welcome back to Vic Tween and BioShift T. And I am back, guys. Took 4 weeks off, and it actually felt great to be off for a little bit. So I'm going to try to focus back on social again, see how this... Hold on 1 second here. I'm going to try to see how I can coordinate my time on being on all of my social platforms. But it was a nice detox, a nice social detox, which I suggest everyone should consider, you know, one of these days, if they are creators or whatever, if they just like to go on social for, you know, just the fun of it. So today I have three articles I wanted to share with you guys. One is going to be on VicTween's website. If you haven't checked it out, link is in underneath the, well, in the description of this podcast. So you may want to check that out. And today we are going to be talking about simple ways to live a sustainable lifestyle. And one of our partners here has been doing all the blogs, which is great. So this one right here pretty much reads as such: not everyone has the time and energy to know how to live a zero waste life. Living zero waste can be difficult and often requires a regular, requires a significant financial investment, meaning it's a lifestyle not available to everyone. The good news is that any action you take to cut down on waste actually benefits the planet, which is a good thing just to sort of think about. Here are some actually simple ways you can actually live a sustainable lifestyle that everyone can, you know, pretty much do. Starting with one, avoid single-use plastic. This is a big one because it starts small. So when you start noticing it, that plastic is everywhere, from fruit containers to plastic produce bags, it can be nearly impossible to shop without purchasing a single item packed in plastic. So it's important to keep in mind, this is not the goal. Your goal here is to actually avoid plastic use, not eliminate it. Start with maybe one thing, such as plastic water bottles. Making the switch from a plastic to a reusable bottle is a game changer. Super game changer. I pretty much do this all the time, actually. I have my own water bottle I carry, take with me on the road and stuff. And I just keep refilling it. That's it. Really, really simple stuff. Not only does this keep your water cooler, your water colder for longer, but it actually cuts down on the considerable amount of plastic being used. So plastic waste, and saves you money at the same time. Once you've knocked the plastic water bottles out of your life, try to get rid of plastic utensils and possibly plastic straws. Take it one step at a time, you know, pick one thing, you can work with that one thing and hopefully build from there. You know, it's just kind of like working out. You know, you gradually increase the volume over time. You don't do everything, you know, in that one session. So no matter how much or little do you do, you're still helping to save the planet. Number two, carry reusable bags. That's super important. Reusable bags are a great way, and my wife and I do this all the time when we shop, just to basically cut down on plastic waste at the grocery store. So choose a durable large bag that is actually, you know, that can hold your groceries when you go shopping. Don't forget to grab a cold bag while you're at it. Cold bags are great. You can throw your frozen foods in there if you like, your meats, whatever. Big reusable bags also make carrying the groceries inside much easier. So That's a good thought too. Number three, and this is going to be the last one, dress more sustainable. There are many ways to shop for clothes more sustainably, and most of them will save you actual money at the same time. So first, look at the clothes around you that you already have. Try alternating a few clothing items before you actually purchase something. You'll be amazed at, you know, what differences a new, you know, hemline can actually make. Any clothes that you no longer wear or don't fit, donate to a thrift store. You want to make sure that these clothes are going to, you know, help other people in need. Another great option is to actually swap clothes with friends. You can actually get rid of unwanted clothing and end up with a new to you clothes for free. When buying new clothes, shop from sustainable stores and thrifts or thrifts. Do your best to avoid fast fashion, but understand that this is not an option accessible to everyone. Fast fashion is cheap and more readily available, making it necessary for many. So just remember, it's always more sustainable to use or repurpose plastic or fast fashion items that you already own than to actually buy new eco-friendly products. Keep what you already have and follow these simple ways to live a sustainable lifestyle. Hopefully this helps. Check out Between. We're talking about lifestyle, we're talking about health, we're talking about technology. Great site. We are, you know, slowly building out something you may want to get into. Let's move on. We're going to talk a little bit about food tech company Fights Food Waste with biodegradable chemical-free pouch. So Sandra Gardet opened her restaurant, Havana Grill, 8 years ago. The goal was to share flavors from her native country of Cuba. And so Gardet said the dishes are best enjoyed on the spot at the San Diego-based restaurant, but the pandemic changed that after delivery orders shot up 40%. In quotes, "We had to come up with a system which assured that the quality of the foods was not diminished by the time it arrives at the destination," she said. So Carter said it's especially vital for crispy foods like empanadas and fries, which can get soggy because the heat created inside a food container leads to moisture. She decided to start using a food technology called Sarv Pack. It's S-A-V-R Pack, P-A-K, a biodegradable and chemical-free packet that absorbs moisture from inside the food containers. The small square packets are placed inside the box of food before it goes to the consumer. The technology is also used to extend the shelf life of product and fight global food waste, according to Sarv. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Sorry. Co-CEO Grant Stavarts. In quotes, 30% to 40% of fresh produce that's produced for human consumption is thrown away. And think about that for your own home. The average American home throws away at least $2,000 a year in fresh produce, which is crazy. Sarv packs can go inside a bag of lettuce or box of berries in order to extend their shelf life by at least a week. Dope. In the U.S. alone, 108 billion pounds of food is wasted every year, which equates to about 130 billion meals and more than 408 billion worth of food, which is insane. So, yeah, wow, that's crazy. The company, which counts billionaires entrepreneur Mark Cuban as one of its investors, works with restaurants and also farms to help extend the shelf life of harvested produce. In quotes, "It's a global effort. We're working with farms as far as Chile to provide berries to local markets," he said. "The opportunity is to help these faraway farms get products into our country or get it to the difficult to delivery places by giving them even a week longer that gives them the opportunity to grow their business. Pretty interesting stuff. Really cool. If you want to read more, check the article out. Link is right in the description. Let's move on. And lastly, some pretty dope news came out today. Crypto law experts suggest SEC likely to lose key case and discredit Howey tests. So as the cryptocurrency trial on the central draws to a close in Manhattan federal court, there are increasing signs that the U.S. Securities Exchange Commission faces a bruising defeat against the San Francisco-based enterprise blockchain innovator Ripple Labs. The verdict could drastically limit the SEC's authority to regulate crypto in the United States. If that's how it ends, it will have been a self-inflicted disaster from the start. Do you hear that? The SEC filed its bombshell lawsuit against Ripple and its two senior executives in December of 2020. On the last day in office for ex-chairman Jay Clayton, the Republican voted with the two Democrats commissioners to allege that the cryptocurrency XRP is an unregistered security because its only utility since 2013 has been to be an investment contract in a company that uses it for its payment software. The breadth of the allegations was sweeping as the lawsuit legally theory overreach. Almost 2 years later, the SEC faces a painful reckoning because Ripple decided to fight back, as did tens of thousands of retail users of XRP who have no connection to Ripple other than being co-victims of the government's behavior. And I'm a part of this. I'm a part of the retail investor for this, which is absolutely insane what the SEC has been doing, by the way. The SEC realized earlier in the litigation that they've gotten lost in the maze of its own making. The stellar defense team for Ripple went for the juggler, calling out the bizarre SEC premise that XRP had been an unregistered investment contract in Ripple since 2013, that even sales of billions of XRP tokens on the secondary market for 7 years were securities as well. Ripple didn't need to look too hard to document how the SEC had reportedly waffled before market participants for years over whether XRP was a security. Yet, it now alleged that Ripple and everyone else in the market should have known anyway. Ripple also focused on the market-moving speech in 2018 by Clayton's director of corporation finance, William Hinman, who laid out a vision of how XRP's chief market rival in the crypto markets, Ethereum, native cryptocurrency Ether, was not a security because its ledger had decentralized over time. The internal SEC emails and draft behind that speech became central to Ripple's rebuttal. The SEC spent 18 months fighting six separate bench orders to turn them over, making it increasingly clear that their real behind-the-scenes confusion around tokens would be humiliating. Oh my gosh. Jeez. If it ever went public. Crazy stuff. And that's it for today. I'm BioChef T. Guys, thanks for joining me right here on Vectween. It's great to be back. Still getting used to scheduling, but thanks for being a part of my platforms. Really appreciate it. Means a lot to me. Peace. This podcast is brought to you by BitIRA, my affiliate partner. BitIRA leads the industry in helping consumers diversify their retirement accounts with cryptocurrency investments. Why BitIRA? Because they are among the most secure and compliant digital IRA solutions, guys, providers on the market. Their uncompromising commitment to security includes storing consumers' cryptocurrency in cold storage within grade V nuclear bunkers, protecting consumers' stored cryptocurrency with end-to-end insurance, complying proactively with regulations by using regulated exchanges and registering with the U.S. government. Every asset class carries its own set of advantages. The key is achieving your financial objectives and growing your wealth is understanding those advantages and learning to balance your investments across a range of appropriate asset classes suited to your unique situation. So per notice 2021 from the Internal Revenue Services, digital currencies are treated as personal properties for tax purposes, thus making them eligible to be held inside a digital IRA account. That means that any gains you accrue through your digital currency investments remain tax-free until you withdraw them from your retirement account as a distribution. And here's something else that many people don't know. If you sell your digital currencies within your IRA without taking a distribution, any gains that you may have made can be reinvested in other asset classes. In other words, your IRA does not need to remain entirely in digital assets to keep this tax deferred designation. The current cryptocurrencies you can actually invest in BitIRA are Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Chainlink, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Zcash, and Stellar Lumens. Welcome to the future. I'm BioChef T, and guys, click my BitIRA link, affiliate link, right in the description to learn more and get yourself a free guide on digital IRAs. Peace.